This weekend, the State Line is on the air once again with Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Very, very good. Exciting news in the city. Not just that garbage pickup won't be delayed for the holidays because Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on a Friday, and I know the city doesn't pick up on Friday, so there's no delays in garbage. That's good news. But the big news is the vaccine for the city of Rockford. It arrived this week.
Absolutely. This is really wonderful news. This is that glimmer of light that we've been looking for. To find throughout this marathon called COVID-19. Really great news. I was just so overjoyed to see the vaccine being administered yesterday on Facebook videos from different health systems. It was really great.
And I thought it was very interesting that Dr. Martell shared the different phases of distribution so that people don't have to keep asking questions. When do I have to get it? Where do I have to get it? There was a clearly phased program laid out by Dr. Martell.
There really is. And Dr. Martell's been in all the health systems and all of our partners have really been doing a good job to make sure that it's fair and equitable in the distribution and that those who are at the highest risk get it first, and then kind of the mass population, me and you, Steve, would get it later on. I will say, with the vaccine, it has continued to evolve, as everything has throughout this pandemic, so it seemingly changes hour per hour how much we'll get, where it'll be dropped off, what will be taking place, but I have full faith in our emergency operations center, Dr. Martell, and all of our health system staff. They've just been doing a really wonderful job.
And a comment to all those who are wearing the masks and keeping socially distant. The COVID-19 numbers in Region 1 have declined a bit, but still we're not out of the woods by any means.
And a huge thank you, a sincere thank you to those who have really buckled down, especially during just a really tough time to buckle down around the holidays where you want to be with your friends and family, especially after such a difficult year. So a sincere thank you to all of those who have buckled down. And we are headed really in the right direction. Our positivity rate has been steadily decreasing. Our hospital occupancy rate is decreasing. Our ICU availability is increasing. We are moving in the right direction along all accounts.
Again, that will require more sacrifices during Christmas and New Year's to keep socially distant, wear your masks. Even though it's a vaccine, it's still going to take some time to distribute that to everyone.
It really will, and I'm by no means the expert here, Steve. So I don't want anyone to take my guesstimation here to the bank, but we still have a couple of tough months ahead of us. I think you're looking between April, June, before the masses, me and you, Steve, start to get vaccinated. So we still have a long way to go, but we definitely have that light at the end of the tunnel. We're doing the right things. I think we're starting to meet the metrics to slowly and responsibly open back up. So I am cautiously optimistic, and if we can get through this holiday season, this is really the big final holiday push we have to get through. I will be upfront and tell you I'm not as concerned about Christmas. It's more of a family holiday. I am really concerned about New Year's, that, you know, Tom and Steve's families get together, the kids play in the basement, we stay upstairs, have a couple of cocktails. That type of small gathering is exactly where we're seeing the spread take place, and I'm really concerned about New Year's Eve. And I really ask, enjoy that time with your household and stay in your household.
A glimmer of hope and a light at the end of the tunnel for some of our local businesses with the City of Rockford hospitality grants. They were distributed, and I'm sure there's more planned.
Absolutely. So we were really thrilled. We created the hospitality grant, and we were hoping to provide around 90 businesses $7,500. And we actually made several adjustments to that, and we were able to provide just over 80 businesses grants that averaged $10,900. So we didn't help as many businesses, but we helped them in a much more meaningful way. Some businesses received close to $30,000. So this is these dollar amounts truly will make an impact and a meaningful impact on these operations, keeping people employed, keeping these businesses open. And I would urge everyone, especially during this holiday season, if you're going to eat out, get some carry out from a locally owned restaurant. When you're buying Christmas gifts and holiday gifts, buy them from a local shop. Please buy local, especially this year. Your dollar will go farther and will have a much longer, more meaningful impact on our entire city if you buy locally.
I like all the positive news and keeping it local, so I'll do a little bit of both right here. The 9th Street Reconstruction Project completed early and under budget. That's going to make you smile a little bit.
I actually am smiling just that you mentioned it. This was one of those projects that I absolutely want it done. I drive that route frequently, as do thousands of Rockfordians every day, and it looks beautiful, as you said. Done early, done under budget, really great news, and I think, you know, probably the next one that I'm really eager to see done is that Charles Street. It's in really rough shape. It's included in our capital improvement five-year plan, so I'm eager for that to get done. And to get these types of projects done, Steve, we need citizens to vote yes on our road referendum. It'll be coming back up in February during the primary election, and we need our citizens to continue to vote yes, support investments in infrastructure. It's a one-cent tax, sales tax, that is paid, a significant portion of it is paid by people who don't even live in our community, and we use those dollars to leverage both state and federal funds. And on average, we're able to get about $30 to $40 million worth of road work done each year because of that. So I'd urge everyone this primary season in February, vote yes for the Rockford Roads Tax so we can continue to improve our roads. Obviously, anyone driving on them knows we have a lot more improvements to make.
But just seeing the advancements and seeing things getting done, it makes it a lot easier to say yes instead of, well, I haven't seen anything with that money before, and now we have actual evidence.
Absolutely, and we have been investing in our neighborhood infrastructure at a higher rate because we know homes are really, for many of our citizens, it's the largest investment tool that they have in their portfolio is their own home. So we are trying to make investments in our neighborhoods by reducing blight and by improving infrastructure. And we really need that the road referendum in February to pass so that we can continue to invest in our neighborhoods as well as our collectors and arterials. And we're seeing these investments in our neighborhoods pay off with increasing property values, which is a great thing to have in our community.
Absolutely. Another great thing in our community is the Merriam Bright Stroll on State coming to a close finally. It seems like you just flipped a switch on the community Christmas tree and that Stroll on State event is almost wrapped up.
It really does. Just a tremendous thank you to Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, John Groh, his board of directors, his staff do such a wonderful job, and all the volunteers who have helped make downtown look so beautiful through ShareFest at Heartland Community Church. Just really inspiring work that so many community members come together to help decorate our downtown. Really is beautiful. If you haven't seen it, come downtown. You can shop at our locally owned shops here in downtown, see the beautiful decoration.
Absolutely. So it's always good to have all these wonderful positive things to talk about as we wind down the year. Anything you would like to add that maybe we didn't get to discuss yet?
Steve, I'm going to end on that high note. I would say let's stick with this conversation being very positive. I just can't thank you enough, Steve, for providing me this opportunity to talk to you and talk to so many community members each and every week since this pandemic started. I appreciate all the work that you do to help lift everyone's spirits and provide them accurate information. So thank you, and hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
And you and your family as well. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara, thank you so much again, sir, with This Week in the State Line.